what would you call that?
Call it a slop. Slop bucket. Slop bucket, something like that. Me up to you, put dishwater in, carry it for that dog. Slop bucket.
But what about the bigger can that you would use just to put all of her waste and old paper and things like that, you know, that she's going to
throw away? Garbage can, I believe. That's the only thing I ever call. Waste can or about garbage can.
Yes. What about this thing that a woman would use to maybe fry eggs or fry ham, something like that?
Of course, frying pan. Frying pan, and of course, a skillet and a frying pan is different than the, well, what they're made out of. One of them, the handle. Frying pan's got a long handle. Skillet's got a short handle. Skillet's made of cast. The frying pan is made out of some kind of, I guess, steel, metal of some kind.
Yes.
Sheet metal.
Yes. Either one of them have legs?
No. Either one of them have legs.
Did you ever see anything like a frying pan or a skillet that might have had legs that you might have used in the fireplace or something like that, cook something?
Yeah. I can't remember what they were called. They had little legs on them about so high. They set them down in the ash. Had a lid for them. They put the whatever they're cooking meat or whatnot.
Have you ever heard of anything called a baker or a spider or something like that?
I've heard called a baker. I've heard of I don't remember what that is. Once it slipped inside the stove, had a lid on it. The one they used in the fireplace.
Yes.
They used the fireplace, had a lid on it. They put cold embers on top of the lid. You know, hot in there.
Yes.
Cook top and bottom. Baked biscuits in there, you know, fine.
What about, you used to see these things out in people's yards, those big black metal things, you know, you might boil clothes or potatoes, something like that?
Boy, or white spots, don't think I have a, well, white spots or kettle, either one.
I think I saw one back there somewhere,
right.
Didn't I?
I got one back there.
What would you call these things that you would use to put flowers in after you picked them? You might put them in and put them up on your mantle or on a table somewhere, you know, just look pretty inside.
Yeah. Flower vase, I believe it's called a vase.
So a vase isn't the same thing as something that you would use to grow the flowers in?
No. It's something you put them off, stick them out in. Put a little water around, you know, spread them out.
So what would you call the thing that you would grow the flowers in?
Flower pot.
That'd be the flower pot.
Flower pot. All I ever call.
Well, what about when you're having a meal? Some of the utensils that you have on the table to eat with?
Is what now?
Some of the utensils that you use to eat with?
Fork, knife, spoon. Yeah, fork, knife, or spoon. About the only thing I ever.
And sometimes when you're eating steak, you might have yourself a special set of steak knives.
Right.
And after you get through with the meal, a woman has to, what do you say she has to do with the dishes, you know, to get them clean?
Well, call it wash the dishes, but